Well, I got some breaking news. Time has been falsely accused. It doesn't really pass that fast. It just looks like it when I'm living in someday mode. Ever catch yourself wishing for more time? I sure have. Big ideas, big vision, and somehow the clock keeps moving faster than the progress. But I've been noticing something lately. An old voice in me keeps saying, if I just had more time. And then there's a wiser one that pushes back and says, you don't need more time, you need fewer delays. Now let's be honest, it's not time holding us back, it's hesitation. It's the, I'll start next week. It's the email that you almost send but you don't. The call that you keep meaning to make. The project that you know you're supposed to begin, but you tweak and you plan and you rethink it, and you just rethink it to death instead. It's not that we're stuck, it's that we're stalling. And here's the truth, it hits a little close to home. Fear doesn't ruin your life with bad decisions. It ruins it with delayed ones. Here's the flip. This is actually great news, my friends. Because you see, if delay is the problem, movement is the solution, and movement is all in your court, in your control. Not perfection, not certainty, just movement. So if there's something in you that's been dragging on forever, maybe it's not the thing that's dragging. Maybe it's the delay. Send the message. Send the first step. Show up before you feel ready. Stop obsessing over, will it work? Simply show up. Start living like it matters because it does. That, my friend, is where freedom is hiding, on the other side of now. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. What do you say we go make this day count without delay?